Now, Much Wenlock today is a quintessentially English town full of lots of history, a charter and all that. But in the day, it was a quarry town. And in quarry towns, you get quarry mum, as they say in Shropshire. Well, there was certainly a quarryman in this story, because he worked in the quarry by day, doing his 16 ton and all that. But every night he went round all the pubs, and there were 17 in them days. And he had a glass in each, and a glass in each means half a pint in each. So that's a gallon and a half. And that's what he did from the time he was 17, 18, to the time he was nearly 40. But on Sundays was the best day. For Sundays he went round twice, because it was God's day. That meant he wasn't working. That meant he could go a-drinking. So once round in lunchtime, quit, sit down for half an hour, and around again in the evening. And he did that for the same length of time. But on the first of those trips round, one Sunday, when he was coming up 40 years old, he went past the Methodist church. He was going from the stalk to the British flag. And as he came round the corner, the Methodists were all coming out, and there was a new Methodist minister. A new Methodist minister had brought his wife and his 17-year-old daughter. And they were standing there as he walked past, and Cupid hit him straight in the heart, and his jaw dropped, and he looked round, and he just stood there. He couldn't say anything. Unwashed and unshaved as he was, he just stood there. And off he wandered, but he couldn't get it out of his mind. He wasn't going to go to church, but the next Sunday, just timing it right as the Methodist came out, and there he was in his Sunday best, all shaved and all looking as cool as he could. He walked up to the little girl, the 17-year-old daughter, and said, "Perhaps I could escort you home." And she looked in panic at her father and her father and her mother. And her father said, "Perhaps not this day, son." And he turned and he walked away, his heart a-fluttering. Well, the third time, he walked past exactly the same time, but the Methodist minister, he'd been asking around. And he knew he was the town drunk. And he knew that if he could convert him to sobriety, he'd be famous. It was worth having a shot at. So he'd had a word with his daughter. And the third time, he stopped and said, "Maybe I could walk you home today," all dressed up as he was. She said yes. And they walked straight across the road, about 4 yards. "This is my gate," she said, and she ran up the path. Well, things were moving on as far as he was concerned. And the next time it happened again. But this time they walked a bit further, and the time after that they walked a bit further, and the time after that they went up along the Wenlock edge to the Talking Tree, overlooking Harley, and they came down. And it was the first time he'd missed his beer on a Sunday lunchtime for many a year. But that day he got down on one knee, and he said these words: "Would you do me the honour of being my wife?" Well, she looked at him in complete horror. "You," she said, "you? Why would I marry you? You're old and you're smelly and you've got no education. You're just terrible. I would not marry you if you were the last person on earth." She slammed the gate, ran down the path, and she got behind the door and gave it the biggest slam you've ever seen in your life. The whole cottage just about rattled. Well, on one knee with a ring, he put it back in his waistcoat pocket, tears with his eyes, he walked off. But that day he didn't go round twice. That day he went round 3 times. That day he drank a glass and a small little whiskey to go with it. And he finished up 4 o'clock in the morning, sitting on the wall between the prison down in Wenlock and the church. And there they found him. Because that night, and somebody had climbed through the grand stairs window of a bedroom and taken a knife and put it through her heart so hard it had stuck into the bedboards.